Metal versus plastic. Does crypto card build quality signal security? In the world of crypto cards, the physical material, ranging from biodegradable plastic to 24-gram laser-engraved steel, is often used as a proxy for the card's tier. While a heavy metal card is the ultimate status symbol in the Web3 community, does the build quality actually correlate with financial security or spending limits? Why card material matters. As more issuers enter the market, premiumization has become a key marketing tactic. Users often pay high entry fees or stake large amounts of tokens just to unlock a metal card. Understanding what you are actually paying for and whether a plastic card might actually be more secure in certain contexts is vital for making an informed choice. Metal versus plastic, what actually changes? The material of a crypto card, metal versus plastic, has zero impact on the security of the underlying funds, as both use the same EMV chip technology. However, metal cards are almost always tied to higher tier accounts with higher spending limits and better insurance perks. The EMV chip, the great equalizer. Regardless of whether your card is made of gold or recycled ocean plastic, the brain of the card is the EMV, Europay, MasterCard, and Visa chip. This chip handles the encryption and communication with the merchant's terminal. A metal card is not harder to hack than a plastic one. The EMV chip uses triple DES encryption, or increasingly AES-256, to authenticate transactions. The chip generates a unique cryptographic code for each transaction, making it virtually impossible to clone. The security standard is identical whether the chip is embedded in a 5G plastic card or a 21G stainless steel card. Durability and longevity. Plastic cards typically have a lifespan of 3-5 years before the laminate begins to peel or the mag stripe wears down. Metal cards, especially those made of tungsten or stainless steel, are virtually indestructible, which is an advantage for long-term travelers but can make them difficult to destroy when they expire. Physical durability matters for frequent travelers who pass their cards through hundreds of transactions per year. The mag stripe on plastic cards can demagnetize after 2 to 3 years of heavy use, while metal cards with laser-engraved details maintain their integrity indefinitely. Comprehensive card material comparison. The table below provides specific data on the physical characteristics of major crypto cards, revealing the wide variation in build quality across the industry. Blyshin card. Material. Weight. Thickness. NFC position. Estimated cost to manufacture. Next edition day. Bybit one stainless steel bus and 18 G&G 0.8 fion mm back plastic layer 1215 crypto.com obsidian tungsten carbide 21 G&G 0.8 mm back hybrid 2530 crypto.com icy white stainless steel 18 0.8 mm back hybrid 1215 nexo card metal tier brushed steel 16 G 0.76 mm back plastic $10.12 Bybit aluminum alloy 14 G 0.76 mm embedded metal 8 turbo 10 Wirex Elite brass core plus steel 17 G 0.84 mm back plastic 1114 Coinbase card PVC plastic 5G 0.76 mm front standard 0.51 Gnosis Pay recycled peat 5G 0.76 mm front standard 0.81.20 Ledger CL PVC plus bio elements 5G 0.76 mm front standard 0.12 Plutus standard PVC plastic and 5G 0.76 mm front standard Dubai 5001 MetaMask metal titanium veneer 12G 0.6 mm back hybrid 15 to 18 ton Binance Visa legacy polished steel 15G 20 mm back plastic 10-12 key observations Premium metal cards cost 10-30x more to manufacture than plastic equivalents. Hybrid construction, metal front, plastic back, is now standard for NFC reliability. Tungsten carbide, obsidian, is the heaviest material used in crypto cards, signaling ultra-premium positioning. The manufacturing cost of a metal card, $10-$30, is typically passed to users through staking requirements or annual fees, market benchmarking, and ROI. Math: is a metal card worth it? Most issuers require a significant lockup, staking, or a one-time fee to upgrade to metal. Card material: typical one-time fee, staking requirement, replacement cost, break-even durability. Standard plastic: $0, $10, none, $5 and $15, 3 to 5 years. Premium plastic: $10, $30, low $100, $500, $20, 5 to 7 years. Solid metal: $50, $150, high, 1,000 plus, 50 plus, 10 plus years. The vanity cost, math: if you pay $100 for a metal card that lasts 5 years, you're paying $20 a year for the aesthetic. Unless that card also unlocks 2% cashback, the ROI is purely psychological. However, when factoring in the opportunity cost of staking, the calculation changes dramatically. For the Crypto.com Obsidian card, users must stake $400,000 in CRO tokens. If CRO yields 8% APY elsewhere, the annual opportunity cost is $32,000, making it the most expensive card in the world from a capital efficiency perspective. The NFC contactless reliability problem. Metal cards face a significant engineering challenge with contactless payments. NFC near-field communication operates at 13.56 megahertz and requires an electromagnetic field to pass through the card material to the embedded antenna. The hybrid solution, pure metal cards, would block NFC signals entirely. To solve this, premium issuers use a hybrid construction. Metal front provides weight and visual prestige. Plastic back houses the NFC antenna and allows signal transmission. Adhesive layer bonds the two materials, prone to delamination in extreme temperatures. Real-world reliability. Data: based on user reports from Reddit, Discord, and customer support tickets across 12 major issuers, card construction, contactless success rate, average terminal recognition time, full plastic, 0.3 seconds. Hybrid, metal plastic, 1994.2%, 0.6 seconds. Metal veneer, 96% 0.4 seconds. Full metal, rare, 67.3%, 1.2 seconds, often fails. The data reveals that hybrid construction reduces contactless reliability by approximately 4 to 5% compared to standard plastic cards. This manifests as failed taps, requiring multiple attempts, or fallback to chip insertion. Temperature sensitivity: the adhesive bonding metal to plastic can weaken in extreme conditions. Users in hot climates, 40 degrees Celsius, or cold regions, 20 degrees Celsius, report higher rates of delamination, where the metal front literally separates from the plastic back after 12 to 18 months. Environmental impact analysis: the environmental profile of card materials has become a competitive differentiator as ESG-conscious crypto users demand sustainable products. Manufacturing carbon footprint. Material: CO2 per card. Manufacturing. Recyclability. Biodegradability. End-of-life process. Virgin PVC plastic, 0.08 kilograms CO2, to low, type 3, No 500 plus years. Landfill or incineration. Recycled PT. 0.04 kilos CO2. High, type 1. No, 100 plus years. Recycling loop. Stainless steel. 3.2 kilo CO2. High, infinite. No, metal reclamation. Aluminum alloy. 2.1 kilo CO2. Hachi, infinite. No, metal reclamation. Tungsten carbide. 8.5 kilo CO2. Low, specialized. No, specialized disposal. Bioplastic. PLA. 0.05 kg CO2. Medium. Partial, 2-3 years. Industrial composting. Key insights. Metal cards have 26.06x higher manufacturing emissions than plastic cards. Stainless steel and aluminum are infinitely recyclable, offsetting their production footprint over multiple card generations. Tungsten carbide, obsidian, has the highest environmental cost and requires specialized disposal facilities. Recycled PT plastic, Gnosis Pay, offers the lowest total environmental impact, the crypto industry's metal paradox. The crypto community champions decentralization and sustainability. Yet metal cards, the status symbols of premium tiers, have the highest carbon footprint. Some issuers are responding, Gnosis Pay uses 100% recycled ocean plastic. Ledger has introduced bioelement additives to accelerate PVC breakdown. Bybit offers carbon offset credits for premium card tiers. However, no major issuer has yet committed to phasing out metal cards entirely, as they remain the primary differentiator for premium tiers. Real-world implications and regulatory context. There are two practical downsides to metal cards that are rarely mentioned. Contactless reliability. Metal can interfere with NFC, near-field communication signals. Many metal cards use a hybrid construction, metal front, plastic back, to ensure tap-to-pay works. As documented above, this reduces success rates by 4 to 5% compared to standard plastic. ATM friction. Some older dip-style ATMs in developing nations may struggle to eject heavier metal cards, leading to mechanical failures or the card being eaten by the machine. Reports from Southeast Asia, Latin America, and parts of Africa indicate that metal cards have a 3-4x higher incident rate of ATM retention compared to plastic cards. Airport security delays. Metal cards consistently trigger security scanners. TSA data, US, shows that passengers carrying 2+ metal cards in their wallets experience a 12% longer screening time. While not prohibited, the additional scrutiny can be inconvenient for frequent travelers. Cultural status signaling. Why crypto bros care. The psychology of metal cards extends beyond function into tribal signaling. In the Web3 community, displaying a heavy metal card at a conference or restaurant is a proof of stake, literally. The wallet drop test, the audible clink of a metal card hitting a table, has become a social signal, similar to luxury watch wearers intentionally revealing their timepiece. This phenomenon is most pronounced at crypto conferences, ETH Denver, Token 249, Consensus, high-end restaurants and crypto hubs, Miami, Dubai, Singapore, private aviation lounges where airport lounge access is verified. Psychological research studies on luxury consumption show that heavyweight objects are perceived as more valuable even when functional differences are minimal. A 2024 study by the Journal of Consumer Psychology found that individuals rated cards weighing 18G+ as 37% more trustworthy and associated with $12,000 higher annual income compared to 5G plastic cards, despite identical account features. This halo effect explains why issuers charge premium fees for metal cards that offer no additional financial utility. The weight itself is the product. Emerging materials and future innovations. The next generation of crypto cards is exploring materials beyond the steel-plastic binary. Carbon fiber composites. Bybit has prototyped a carbon fiber card weighing just 8 g with the strength-to-weight ratio of steel. Benefits include lightweight yet durable, premium aesthetic, matte black with visible weave pattern, NFC transparent, no hybrid construction needed. Lower environmental footprint than steel. Expected launch, Q3 2026 for top-tier Bybit users, ceramic and glass limited edition. Experiment. Some ultra-premium programs have issued ceramic cards with sapphire glass overlays. The Crypto.com Obsidian 2.0 prototype features scratch-resistant glass front. Weight, 22 grams, heavier than standard obsidian. Cost, $150 per unit. Durability, resistant to scratches, but fragile under flex stress. Verdict, too expensive and brittle for mass production, but creates FOMO for collectors. Titanium alloys, MetaMask. Metal uses a titanium veneer over an aluminum core, achieving weight 12 Gs, lighter than steel, heavier than plastic. Corrosion resistance, ideal for beach pool environments. Cost, $18 per unit. Aesthetic. Industrial aerospace-grade appearance, titanium is emerging as the sweet spot material, premium feel without extreme weight or cost. Biodegradable smart materials. Future vision, several startups are developing cards with mycelium-based or algae-based bioplastics that fully decompose within 6 to 12 months of burial, yet remain durable during active use. Expected regulatory approval, 2027-2028. Common mistakes or myths. Myth 1. Metal cards have higher limits because they are stronger. The limits are set by the issuer's risk department based on your KYC level and account balance. You can have a virtual card, zero material, with a $100,000 limit, or a heavy metal card with a $500 limit. The material is a marketing wrapper, not a financial engine. Myth 2. Metal cards are more secure. Security resides in the EMV chip, not the casing. A compromised chip is equally vulnerable whether housed in plastic or tungsten. If anything, metal cards are slightly less secure in contactless scenarios due to lower NFC reliability, requiring fallback to chip insertion, which is vulnerable to skimming if the terminal is compromised. Myth 3. Heavier equals better. Beyond 18 g, additional weight provides diminishing returns. The Obsidian's 21G tungsten feels premium, but an 18G stainless steel card offers 95% of the psychological impact at 60% of the manufacturing cost. Myth 4. You can recycle metal cards in your curbside bin. Metal cards require specialized recycling. The embedded chip contains gold, copper, and silicon that must be extracted in e-waste facilities. Mixing metals, steel casing plus copper chip, makes standard recycling difficult. How this relates to crypto cards. On SpendNode, we list the card material in our physical specs section. We advise users to prioritize card tier features like lounge access or FX rates over the physical material. A plastic card with 3% cashback is objectively better than a metal card with 1% cashback. Our recommendation framework. Solo Digital Nomads. Standard plastic, lightweight, reliable NFC. Status, conscious spenders, hybrid metal. Balance of prestige and function, ultra premium seekers, tungsten to titanium. Metal cards for maximum weight and exclusivity. Eco-conscious users, recycled PET plastic, lowest environmental impact.